Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Cheryl. You ever been out swearing over two people having crazy conversations?
We are those people who have been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Season 2 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, you missed what happened when our cameras came on and this guy's like, what are you doing?
Just explain. My mic volume keeps dropping. So
yeah, yeah.
I'll start talking, then like three lights will go out. And so I'm trying to turn it back up.
Ah, that's what it is.
And I don't know why it's doing Viagra. That.
Give it some Viagra. I'm just saying. Maybe that helped keep the mic up.
Put a little purple pill in the back. See?
Yeah, it definitely is. Here, do you need to go and adjust your, pop? There you go. Wait. Okay. Do it. Pop your mic out. Put it back in. Try it. Unplug it from the back. I'm not making jokes, man. I'm trying to help you here. We're live. You just think that this is going to be me trying to make a joke on you about you over there playing with the mic. Not at all. Let's see. There you go. Are you better now?
Looks like I'm good. Yep.
Nope. Dang.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you. Unless you do have, check your settings, man. See, this is behind the scenes things that you guys get to see real quick. Check your settings. Make sure you're not on background noise. Keeping the background noise, because that's probably part of it, because it'll suppress
echo cancellation.
Yeah, take off that. You don't need that on.
Okay, that was on.
Yeah.
What about automatically adjust mic volume?
You don't have to. I mean, you can, but okay. You don't need to.
Okay.
Hey, this was a random conversation. Thank you all for joining.
Cheers.
Yo, by the way, I just want to mention, Keeney goes, look, I'm about to mention his light touch. Is that Terrell's light touch? The way he's gingerly touching it.
You gotta show it love. You just can't just go to the mic all aggressive. I'm not a rapper. Just like, hey, come on, get the volume up.
There's so many jokes. I'm gonna leave them. Yes, I'm gonna leave them alone.
I know. I left myself open. I was waiting for it.
Especially since we're about to talk about Preston. Quad Asia says, Terrell's serious face was so focused.
Trying to figure out what's going on. I just couldn't figure it out.
And see, I'm not the only one that noticed there were so many jokes there. So Lisa says, so many.
We've got a bunch of 12-year-olds on this podcast that that immature mind, right?
Hey, that's fine. Jay say so, dropping them already. That's what she said. Nikki B, it's like a G-string when you pluck it. Hey, at least Ray B is right. She's like, hey, I love a light touch. You know, we starting off dirty already.
You got to be gentle. It just can't be all aggressive with it, you know?
Oh, Jesus. This is how we going to start off today.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow.
Well, look, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, you put us onto this one last year, right? And it was good enough for us to come back and say, hey, let's do this again, right? Were you excited about this season?
I was curious to see what was going to happen because I actually enjoyed it last season. And I wanted to see where, you know, kind of where people were, what's happened over the year. And they didn't disappoint. You know, they really did disappoint at all. But there's a lot of myself, you know, I'm seeing in this group. What is it?
They realized, okay, so we have something here. We got to come out the gate swinging. And they did. They did.
Oh, Keeney, stop it. Stop it. You're welcome. You're welcome, Keeney.
Look, she said, don't. Stop. Don't stop.
I'm sorry. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a giver. What do you do?
Hey, Nikki B, Inkwell was my movie too. I like Inkwell, and that was the interesting thing to find out about this and how much it was. And we talked about this last season, how, you know, this is where Inkwell was, right? So,
yeah,
good. It was good information. I'm glad they're back. I'm glad they're getting this again. And they started off and they did not disappoint in episode one. We do find out immediately that Jasmine is on the outs with everybody except Silas, of course, because that's her husband.
Right.
Even though sometimes he doesn't act like it, he acts like her daddy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, even I'm sure Silas needs a break. He probably went to the military. He's like, hey, look. Do y'all need any help in Eastern Europe? I mean, I got.
They're like, yeah, y'all we got need a 4-month, a 6-month, and an 8-month deployment. He's like, can you make it 10?
Can you make it 10? Like, I will just want a break, you know, if you don't mind. I get it. Well, and I think we were all curious because one thing that we do know that happened even before the show is that they had a baby, and congratulations to both of them. I think it's awesome. But we saw a lot of things that was a little disturbing. It seemed like they got some counseling and all that. So I was curious to see where Jasmine was, you know, without Silas, what she liked without him, because I think a lot of people felt he was controlling last season. And
he was.
I don't, whatever. That's their relationship, right? But I wanted to see what they were going to be like. And as the ladies arrive, it's almost like nothing's changed. You know, Bria and Milo hanging tough. I know you love Milo just crawling all over everything.
Yeah, well, apparently the thing about it is, too, that Jasmine didn't mind Milo being there this time. And the good thing is we won't have to hear Jasmine's fake sex noises like we did last year, because Silas won't be there. But Milo's back, so there's that. Then you also get some of the other rivals. Jordan and Summer show up. They ride in together. And we already know there's some tension between Jordan and Jasmine, right? Well, the thing that you do notice as Jordan and Summer arrive is that they are... they're hanging tough, and they're hugging Bria and Jasmine. It's a lot of fake hugging going on because we know the tension's there. They already told us this. And, yeah, see, even Nikki B's already starting. Jordan is so mean. Already?
But I think women do that. I think women do that fake, oh, hey, girl, like, guys, if we don't like you, we don't dap each other up.
Yeah, no.
Or if we do, we don't bring you in. We just, like... what's up, man? And you make an eye contact. And ain't like to bring in with the one pat on the back.
With that extra push to make sure stay your ass.
Yeah, just you know what's up.
Or just a fist bump. No, don't even dap me, brother. I don't know where your hands
are. Yeah. Yeah. Because you dap too hard, that means something. Maybe they're gonna start a fight.
Yeah. Now, the women conspire and send the men down to the bed bunk rooms, right? And but before the men even arrive, Shanice arrives and yo. This time we find out she's there for the entire time, not just on the weekends. And she's ready to turn up already. Already like, hey, all right, let's get these shots going. She shows up and it's shot time immediately. The life of the party is here.
You know, I can't tell you the last time I was like, all right, let's do shots. You know, just something that you just grow out of. But just watching all the shots they take, like, I'm just tired already. I'm like, I can't hang with you all. I can't. Maybe... LaRon, I think we should talk to LaRon about going to Martha's Vineyard next season.
Yeah. Now you want to see some drama. Put him in that one. That's what
I'm talking about. Let's turn it up. He will get it going. It's like, shots? Yeah, no big deal. This is a Tuesday. I'll do shots. I'm curious to see what type of drama Shanice is going to bring, because she came in like a wrecking ball last season for just the weekend. So I'm wondering what she's going to be like now that she's there the whole season.
Well, look, and the producers obviously love seeing her in her bikini, because I think we saw more bikini shots of her in this first episode than we did all last season, right? You're definitely going to get a lot of Shanice this summer, right? This season. Well, Alex arrives first. He's the first guy to arrive, and you can immediately tell that there's tension with him and Summer. And the fact is, Summer's like claiming, yeah, well, you know, we saw each other after the show last year. We hung out in New York when I was there, hung out in L.A. when he was there, and that's it. Did you believe her?
No, because when he walked in, what did she say? Trash.
Yeah. He's a weirdo. He's trash. Yeah.
That's sound like a woman scorn to me. I was like, just watching that interaction, I'm like, I wonder if Alex might, made it all the way to home plate, and she wants to play another game, and he's like, "Nah, we're done."
It might have been a grand slam. That's because, like my beauty says, Summer's deep in her feelings for Alex. And we see this immediately. We haven't even gotten to the dinner yet. When we get to the dinner is where we really get all the stuff. But, you know, she really was kind of pressed. Like Mrs. Smith says, Alex must have that tarot touch because baby old girl is pressed.
Hey, baby girl. I got you.
You go F around and find out how to turn that mic off again. See? You keep doing that. See what happens. Try to show out of here.
I don't want the mic to squirt in my face. I'd be like, oh, hey, Mike. I was just turning the volume up.
You know what? That's something I didn't need to hear. I just want to point that out. I did not need to hear that.
Cheers.
Jesus. What the hell? This is how we start? No. Oh, my God. Well, Preston arrives next, right? And the women show him the extra room that they found. You're like, come on up here, be with the rest of the girls.
Hey, I love when Preston gets there because Preston brings the energy. He's just hilarious. And then when they see the bunks, you know, I like how the producer asked Preston, are you a top bunk or a bottom bunk? And Preston said, I'm more of a side bunk. Ladies, you'll understand. I mentioned this to Yanni. He doesn't know what that means. So put that in the chat to let him know what being a side bunk means. I think I have an idea, but I thought it was hilarious.
So you know what it means, huh?
I have an idea. I mean,
Mr. Upside Down Pineapple.
Straight people do side bunks too. That's not a gay move. It's just.
I didn't say it was. See, why'd you take it there? I said Mr. Upside Down Pineapple.
Well, it is what it is.
Well, look, Amir also shows up, and he's apparently dating a psycho.
I don't want to say this woman is a psycho because I don't know her. Why he would did. Make that, I get it, he but I did. Think he was just, I think that was for cameras. I don't think he, if one of those girls touched him, she would come over there, cut off his pee-pee and show it to everybody to say, if you touch him again, cut I'm going to keep hurting what? Him. I'm worried about saying the wrong thing too early. So can I say pee-pee and we don't get, it doesn't impact our monetization?
Or 13 minutes and it's okay.
Can I say his loin parts? Is that better?
Jesus. Yeah, but he makes it come off as crazy, right? Nubian Mahogany says he's just happy somebody wants him. Hey, yo, Mrs. Smith says Terrell is scared because Amir's girl is in Austin.
Not worried about it at all.
And hey, Heart DNA says, hey, please don't say pee-pee again.
Okay. His Willie.
Petey's given an option. New Willie.
Willie Johnson. Whatever. His mini-me.
His mini. Well, look, come to find out, the women don't like Amir's girlfriend.
I wonder why.
Probably because she looks exactly as we expected her to look.
Oh, so because she's not black?
Is it? She could be mixed. That's a question.
Could be mixed.
Okay. Okay. When has that really just evened everything out for people?
It hasn't. I'm just like, yeah, I wonder why they don't like her. Sure.
Jay Sazo says Amir is laying the groundwork for his future indiscretions. I called it. You know what? That could be it. I don't think he's that devious.
Who is he going to hook up with out of that group? He's friends with the rest of them. Noel's new. He got friend zoned by Jordan. Jasmine's married. Yeah.
Quick.
Rhea's cray cray. Summer's on Alex. So, I mean, who's he going to hook up with unless it's random? And I don't see him doing that. So, Amir is a pretty stand up dude from what I know. And being in Austin and following him on social, he's not a bad guy. I don't see him messing up.
Yeah. Noel arrives, right? This is Summer's friend, who we find out she's Summer's new friends with benefits, roommate. And they just happen to sit up for one night for a couple hours. And I wonder if at any point Summer really questioned whether this friends with benefits was more than one way, because Noel's an attractive woman. That's a roommate with a guy. Don't tell me this is not things that people think about.
What are you talking about, friends with benefits? What are you talking about?
Well, the guy that she's dating, her friend, she calls him a friend.
Right.
That they're dating, that's friends with benefits. His roommate is Noel. Did you watch the show?
I thought you were saying like Noel was her friends have been. I'm like, no! Where did you get this from? But
see, I knew you were going to take it that way.
Jeez. I'm sorry. I get
put the water down.
I've been drinking. I get it. So Noel's a bit much. I mean, great personality and all that, mm-hmm. you know, AKA energy. That's awesome. But she's a bit mm-hmm. much.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely got a lot of personality, a lot of confidence. Very attractive woman. She thinks Alex is attractive, right? Now, here's where the problem lies. And this is the thing that I don't understand with women sometimes, right? And not all women. So don't take it as grouping all women together. But think about this.
Some go ahead and group them together. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm actually grouping these two together. Because Summer told Noel that, you know, her and Alex, as in Summer and Alex, they hung out a couple times. But, you right. know, hey, you're free to shoot your shot. That's it. We just hung out. That's it. Now, the girls are even like, well, I think they went on a couple of dates. And even Noel's like, hold up. You said, you sure you're the dates? Because dates mean something different.
Yeah, I don't understand why Summer did that. Because it's apparent mm-hmm. you have feelings. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say, hey, go ahead and shoot your shot. All that's going to do is cause drama. And mm-hmm. you should tell her, hey, look, me and Alex went out a couple of times. You know, we had two dates, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should talk to him.
I agree with Ravine here who says, I like when Noel fell between the bed and just sat there. Like, I know there's a camera here somewhere. They probably caught that. They're going to show this.
I don't make fun of people falling. I just don't think that's a good thing to do.
And if you want to know why, go back and watch the last episode.
I don't make fun. It happens. Sometimes you fall. I don't judge.
No, I like Noel. I think Noelle's going to bring some energy because she's really, she's got a bubbly personality, right? And we can see that. She's not afraid to speak her mind. So, yeah. And even though, like Nubian Mahogany said, don't skip over the yadas. Yada, 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 yada.
You know what? Yada. You know what yada, yada means? You know.
Now, look. I got to ask you about this part. Because they get to cooking. We already see them go get the lobsters. They come back. They're cooking. Bria's the one over the pots. I'm not sure who decided that, but she is. How would you rate her lobster recipe?
So I know lobster and crab is different than doing a crawfish boil. So I get the Old Bay seasoning. It's a lot of Old Bay seasoning, but I didn't see other things. So I'd have to give it a 5. I still want to taste it to see, but I'd give it a 5. I didn't see a whole lot of other spices and stuff that you would put into it. If all you're doing is just water, Old Bay, crabs, and lobster, swing and a miss, in my opinion.
Well, and her reasoning for using 2 buckets of Old Bay was because she said, look, I don't want seafood to taste like seafood. But like High Vibe said, everybody's blood pressure was close to stroke zone with all that Old Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little curious because I want my seafood to taste like seafood because crab, lobster has a particular taste in shrimp. I wanted mm-hmm. it to taste like that. So what was she going for? I don't know. But
apparently, like Nikki B says, Bria's trying to offer friends with high blood pressure. Sean says a hell of a lot of seasoning. Nubian Mahogany says that was too much Old Bay season. They're going to need to check their blood pressure after eating it. So everybody's talking about the blood pressure. But Kitty is right there with me. She holds that dog too damn much to ever cook for me.
True. I mean,
you can't even defend it.
I can't defend it because I love dogs, but there's no way if I'm petting a dog, I'm going to wash my hands. Now I'm going to cook mm-hmm. and I don't touch that dog no matter how much they whimper or whine or want to be petted. I'm like, nope, I'm cooking right now. When I get done, then mm-hmm. I'll rub your belly.
Now, Sean says nobody complained. I will say this. They may not have complained, but Noel did make it a point to point out, hey, hold up. That was a lot of damn seasoning. I'm not sure how this is going to taste, right? Nick, I want you to rate Shanice's prayer to bless the food. I don't know why they picked her, but they picked her, Party Girl Central, to bless the food.
You know, I'm not super religious, so I kind of want a quick prayer. Like, let's hurry up and get to it. Food's hot. I want to eat it while it's hot. Her prayer was like her and God are besties. It's like, hey, God, hope you bless this dinner and bless the seafood. And we're going to turn up, you know.
Yo, when she hit that, all right, well, let's turn up. Woo. I was like,
yeah, woo. I'm like, okay. Not a church I've ever gone to has done a prayer like that, but the way she literally, like, her and God were like this. Hey, God, it's Shanice. Just want to say bless the food, that vocal fry, and we love you so much. You down with G-O-D? You know me. Let's turn up.
Nubia Mahogany says that's the Valley Girl prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, look, this is where they still just keep asking about Jasmine no longer drinking. Of course, she's lying her ass off as to what it is, too, right? Like, nobody believes her. And, of course, we don't, because we've seen the fact that she had a baby before the season even started. So we already know that part, right? But
right,
it really gets to starting a mess when Jordan mentions that Alex had an event that everyone was not invited to.
Messy. Messy.
You know, because the thing is, he's like, really? And you're like, yeah. And of course, that she opened up, and she did it purposely to allow that door to open so Summer can have her moment to shine, right? So Summer's like, oh, look, she wasn't invited, and she was in New York. And Alex's like, I didn't even know you were there.
And she says, no, we FaceTimed you, and I was at Jordan's house. Thus, you knew I was there. And so you didn't invite me. And I love how Alex just plays that off in the smoothest Kappa way possible. Look.
Yep.
We have a website. If you subscribe for notifications, then you'll get the invites. It's that simple.
Yo,
have you subscribed to Regular Guys Random Thoughts? Then you get the notifications. It's that simple.
Yeah, while we're at it, while we're here, hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and then make sure you hit the bell for notifications. Now, Summer says she's upset because he invited Bria. He invited Nick, but not her. And her feelings are hurt because she stood up for him when other people were coming for him last season.
And?
Okay, we knew that wasn't all of it, right? Then Bria jumps in, right? And this is where things really get messy. This wonderful, you knew all this kumbaya that started the episode wasn't going to last, right? Because Bria jumps in and points out, hey, Summer and Jordan, y'all went out and didn't invite me, so what's the big deal? And then all of a sudden, and as was pointed out here, because this is one of the things that I think you'd probably agree with, in that Nikki B says, all the beefing while saying I love you was Aggie AF, right? Because they're like, I love you, but. And da 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 da. Well, I love you, but. No. I love you, but. And then your frat brother says, all right, I see your I love yous, but. And I'll show you this. I'm going to yell and get my Black Karen on.
I don't blame Preston, though, because that conversation had nothing to do with Bria. She inserted herself because we all know from season one, Bria is all about drama and she likes the drama to be about her. At that moment, it wasn't about her. It was about Alex and Summer. So she had to interject. And so I'm sure Preston was WTF.
But her point was valid.
Her point was not valid because it wasn't about that conversation. They were talking about Alex and Summer. And we know there's more to that story than just that event. And that's where they were trying to get to. She inserted herself into that, and she didn't need to. Sometimes you got to sit back and be quiet. Let other people shine.
Well, at that moment, though, here's the problem. They're talking about invites. And she's like, hold up, Summer. Y'all went out, y'all invite me, and you knew I was there. So what are you talking about? Why does he have to invite you? And it was more so, all right, let's fish for what else is there. However, Preston jumps in, gets the argument going. Bria leaves. And then, you know, she's talked back into coming back down, and she comes and apologizes, and I'm just like, why?
You can't ignore the Preston is gold because he's, I'm going to eat these crab legs, boo-boo. Love you. Like, you want to create a scene, I'm going to make a movie. I was like, yes, Preston. You
too
get it.
Much. That's a drama queen. That's a he was the real drama queen at that dinner. Let's be honest. He really, because here's the thing. When she comes back down and she apologizes, right, which I didn't think she even had to apologize, where's he go? Well, it wasn't even about you. So what the hell was all that?
No, that's not all he said. You just took out a brief sentence of what he said.
I did. I took a snippet.
Yeah, you did. And so, no, Preston was right in what he's doing. And I support, not because he's an alpha. I just think he was right in what he was saying. But then we get to the real deal of why Summer is upset. Because apparently, if you get inside Summer, you're supposed to invite her everywhere you go.
Yeah, because she drops the bomb saying, you didn't invite the person who lives in New York. And he didn't invite the person you've been inside of. And to me, his response should have been, because that person doesn't know how to keep business inside them. The hell are you doing, woman? What is wrong with you? The hell is wrong with you?
He should have been like, yes, I was inside, but you notice I got outside pretty quick and I haven't been back. There's a reason.
I've been on the outside for a while. Now you on the outside.
There's a reason. There's a reason I'm not going back to that. So, but why does she have to put their business out in the street like that? Because Alex wasn't, but she's been talking with everybody. But why'd you throw that out there? Like, that makes a difference, though. Because we slept together, I'm supposed to invite you to my show and my thing. I don't have to. Yeah.
Apparently. And then here's the thing. Alex was so ready for this. Because he doesn't use my response, which I thought would have been golden, but, you know, whatever. He goes, hey, look, the other people who haven't been invited here, and, like, Jasmine, y'all been out a shit ton of times, and y'all ain't invited to nothing.
He's like,
what's the problem?
I see your point about me, but I'm going to raise you Jasmine, y'all's homegirl. Y'all didn't invite her anywhere. Put that energy over there. And he just sat back. He just dropped a match and just sat back and watched it burn. I was like, well played, Alex. Get that pressure off of you. Move that energy someplace else and sit back and eat your crab legs. Get it.
He's like, I'm not going to let all this food get cold. I'm going to eat some of this food. Well, when he does that, then Jasmine brings up, you know, that she and Jordan are not what they used to be, and she doesn't know why. And Jordan just kind of like, okay, well, look. Yeah, we need to talk. But we ain't doing it at this table in front of everybody. Mm-mm. She shut that down immediately, which I agree with, by the way.
Well, I think if you're going to have a personal conversation, have it. But here's what I observed about this group. Mm-hmm. Is that they're in that late 20s, early 30 phase where you start to change and you start to drift apart from some of the people you were wilding out with in your 20s. And I think Jasmine's a different woman now that she's married. Mm-hmm. And her friends don't like it. I went through that same thing in my early 20s with my group from college that everybody's getting married. And I felt left out because I realized I was the only one still in the streets and they had priorities and responsibilities. I think these people got to realize that people grow and move on. Yeah. Jasmine needs to find some married friends and her single friends need to find some other single friends. Don't be Jasmine.
They did. They found each other.
Yeah. Don't be Jasmine last season trying to pair everybody off. And get everybody married because, you know, misery loves company. So we don't need to pair everybody up to get married with you. Go ahead and just find you some married folks to hang out with. And it's okay that they don't want to hang out with you. But why are they so butthurt over this that I didn't get invited to your thing? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, Layla agrees. She says, I thought it was hysterical, all that back and forth about not being invited somewhere. You weren't invited because I didn't want you there. Obviously.
That's youth, because I used to want to be invited to everything in my 20s. At 49, I'm like, I'm always a maybe. You send me that Facebook invite? That's how old I am. Send me the Facebook invite. I'm like, maybe. Yeah. And then that day, I decide if I want to go. If not, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going. And it's okay. My friends understand. Terrell's a maybe, which means he's not coming.
Did you notice, though, after dinner, everybody's going to bed. Summer is still talking and making no sense, saying that Alex's response made no sense. His response made perfect sense.
His response is fine. She just didn't like it.
Yeah.
But his response is fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next day, they're going on the boat ride, right? And Preston kicks off the boat ride by telling everybody about his father's funeral and it being that day. And is this, I mean, is this the best way to kick off the boat ride? They're on the boat. Is this the best way to kick it off?
It's not the best, but it's not bad, Heartless, because his dad died. Yeah, I said it. I said it. His dad died. He got uninvited to the funeral, and he's processing all that. And then kudos to Preston, because not many men can share just some of the trauma that he dealt with. And that has to be tough to share it in such a public platform.
It is. Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to deal with it. He just can't be like, well, guess I'm not going to the funeral. Let's turn up and pull a Shanice prayer. He's just, I don't think it was a downer. I just think he was just being vulnerable at the moment, happy that he's with his friends. You heartless son of a bitch. You know who you are.
What? All I'm saying is, even if it was said on the ride over or before they left the house, it's different than, all right, party people, we're on the boat. All right, before we get started.
Yeah.
See? I thought the timing was a little off.
All right, see, y'all, this is what Yanni's like. You know, if you want to open up and tell him, you know, I'm like, hey, Yanni, you know, my dad died. Like, hey, Tara, we're drinking right now. This is not the right time.
You know better than that. Do not tell that lie on here, okay? Do not tell that lie on here. Stop.
Tara, I have a cocktail. Not right now.
No, that's not what I said, because they drank at the house. They could have done here's a great thing. They could have done a shot for boom, boom, boom. All right, boom. Here we go. All right, Preston, we're gonna make sure you have a good time today. I think it would have been a better way rather than right on the boat. You're on the boat. It's leaving. They just untied the boat. It's starting to float out.
Yeah.
The captain's ready to before the DJ starts. I just want to give a I'm just saying, it was bad timing.
You're right. We follow each other on Instagram. I'm going to send him a note and say, hey, Yanni just thought that your timing was off on your grief. If you can kind of program your grief to be before the boat leaves the dock, everyone would appreciate it. So I'll make sure he knows that and gets that message.
This is why you can't have conversations with you, man. This is why you can't have conversations with you. You're an ass.
You're the one that's an ass. Look what you just said. Check tape.
All I said was, I'm going to say the timing was a little off. That's all. That's all I'm saying. But I'm a different kind of dude, though, so I get it. I'm a different kind of dude.
God, Terrell, you told me about your breakup. We haven't even got the appetizers yet. Why are you doing this right now?
Now, say again. Wait till dessert. Don't tell this lie. Don't tell this lie. and see, look, I just want to point out, because I know I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one. Layla says, I actually agree with Yanni. That sounds like reluctantly, but she says, I actually agree with Yanni. It felt so awkward. And High Vibe does ask the question, how can they stop Preston from coming to the funeral? But if Preston is anything like I know I am, and I think Terrell is, if you don't want me there, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go places I'm not wanted. And it's not like him and his dad were close. It's one of the things. And I that's the part I get. I get most of his life, he didn't get the chance with his dad, right? And his dad finally came around near the end, right? So I get that part. Trust me. The fact that he made it out there says a lot. I get that. All I'm saying is, timing could be a little better.
I get that.
That's all I'm saying.
But if you could have talked about that before we did this with the rope to get off, would have been much appreciated. That's what you're saying.
It was that conversation and that heartfelt moment was followed by Shanice shaking in her thong, twerking in her thong. I'm just saying, it just could have been a little earlier. That's all. I'm just
saying. Okay. Like I said, I'll send
I know he was thinking about it all day.
Yeah,
I know he was thinking about it all day. Sean is absolutely right. Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And you know what? And for that group, it could have been the thing that says, hey, we're going to turn up extra hard just for Preston today because we want to make sure you have a good time. And if that's the case, I stand corrected. But I just say, Sorry.
That's all right. We'll let them know. Don't worry about it. Heartless.
I knew you were going to go there again, man. All right. So Jasmine wants to have this conversation with Jordan, right? And Jordan, at the same time, is like, look, I'm not in the mood for a Dr. Phil session on a yacht. Luckily for her, they were on a catamaran, not a yacht. So the conversation had to be had.
Well, to her, it was a big boat. So maybe that was her first time seeing one.
I doubt it.
It's the first time seeing one.
I doubt that. Jordan's been on yachts before. That wouldn't
maybe work. Maybe Jordan's never been flued out before, so this is new to her.
Well, look, here's the thing that happens, right? Because Jasmine's trying to figure out, okay, what happened? Why are we not talking? Why are we not hanging out? What happened to our close-knit friendship? And she's like, look, I pulled away because I was mistrusting what I was seeing. And I don't feel I'm getting the authentic Jasmine.
I still don't quite understand this whole deal with these two. Because if Jordan feels that she can't trust Jasmine, she's not getting the authentic Jasmine, and that she wanted to be the perfect wife. When I knew you, you were like this. Yeah, people grow in chains, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the same person as she was at the Playboy Club, because she can't be, because she's married and she's representing someone else. And she's representing someone else also on TV. You can't be the same wild person that just turns up and does dumb things. So you got to be able to let that go. I just don't get where Jordan's coming from.
I agree with you in that part. When she's like, well, when I met her, she had this kind of hairstyle. And that's what, now it's not that, right? but the other part of it that I do agree with Jordan on is when she said she wasn't getting the authentic Jasmine, right? And I think we all said that last season. It didn't feel like she was being authentic. Like, she's more of a party girl than Silas ever knew. She wasn't being real to her husband. And that's what Jordan is talking about, I think. And in that space, I agree with her. But this, I met you with this hairstyle and now you're doing this. No, people change. People grow.
Yeah, but
you will too.
But last season, Stable Master was there. She couldn't do all the crazy things that she wanted to do. This season, Stable Master was there. She couldn't do all the crazy things she did last season. This season, he's not there. But I think she'll still be the same person because, again, she's representing her unit. Her and her husband, even though he's not there, she's representing him. She can't be the crazy, wild Playboy Bunny Jordan that she was before she met Silas.
Well, okay, Silas isn't there. She's even not drinking this time. Now, we know why now, but even in that moment, she's still not being authentic, like Jasmine is saying. I mean, like Jordan is saying, and even admitting to what's going on, right?
Maybe she's not ready to admit it yet, because what if she was, you know, just found out 2 weeks before she got out there? You don't want to tell everybody to make sure that it's going to be a good pregnancy and you get through. You don't want to drop that bomb on public TV, right? So maybe that's why she didn't say anything. But regardless, if these are your friends, these are your dogs that you've been rolling with for a long time, they should understand that. And I think Jordan's expectations of a now married Jasmine, who we know was pregnant, needs to change her attitude. Jordan's the problem.
Yeah. And Nikki B says, hey, don't tell someone who doesn't seem to like you about your pregnancy. Good point. And High Vibe says Jordan has no respect for Jasmine.
I wonder why, though. Like, why does she not respect her? Yeah. I'm curious. And I'm sure we're going to probably learn a lot more about these two.
Season one. She said as much then.
I don't know why she didn't respect her, though.
No, okay. Because in season one, and we talked about this then. The fact that she kind of changed and she was putting on a facade season one. We all saw it. And that's where it's like, Silas was surprised to hear some of these things. She's never been authentic with him. And even he realized that some of the stuff. Now, he was an ass, and we know that. And hopefully he looked at himself on TV and realized the kind of ass he was being and the way he was talking to his wife. Very disrespectful. But still, she wasn't being authentic to, hey, this was me. Here I am now. I get it. People change. We all do it. We all better change.
But maybe Silas reacted that way because throughout his marriage, he never saw this Jasmine. And so he's just like, hey, who moved my cheese? What's going on? Why are you acting like this? Mm-hmm. And so he's totally thrown off.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, maybe we're not in their relationship. I don't
know. Defend your misogynistic frat brother. Go ahead. Like Kitty says, Master Silas made sure he knocked her up before filming.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, he's not like your frat brother, Mr. Dick him down, and don't invite him to the shows. But Silas is like, I'm trying to help. Maybe Silas was a little shocked, too, about the Jasmine he saw in season one.
Now, Dollface 2905 says Jordan was very immature and judgmental about that.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. Agreed. She really was.
Agreed. Agreed.
Oh, man. Nikki's going deep. Jordan may have lost respect for Jasmine because she knows she's with Silas for the money. Damn. And Hate Waiting says, wait, who moved my cheese? Really?
Really? Yeah. And great book. Jay, check it out.
It is. Jay Say So, you're absolutely right. This is all new to Silas. It is.
Yeah.
And that's the part that Jordan is talking about. Why is it new to your husband? Why does he not know? And he thinks, so you didn't party when you were out part of the Playboy Club? No, you were just, I was the greeter at the door. I was the Walmart greeter. You know, it was just like that.
But that's not Jordan's place. That's not Jordan's relationship. Jordan needs to stay in her own lane and worry about her single life. And don't worry about Jasmine's marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And China, I'm assuming. I know there's an A in there. Says, I agree. Silas was thrown for a loop too, but that doesn't give him a pass to be disrespectful.
Exactly. No, it doesn't. Agree. Doesn't.
Exactly. But it sounds like you're trying to give him a pass. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah. He could have nicely said, B, who the hell are you? Please tell me. In a nice way.
Well, the other conversation we were really waiting for was between Alex and Summer. And Summer says, hey, look, man, when someone's been inside of you, there's a certain kind of love you have for each other. And, you know, you should include them in what's going on. To which Alex is like, love? You talking about?
Yeah, that's called skeet. that's called skeet. That ain't love. That's skeet, skeet, skeet. That's not love at all.
Here's what's so confused about this conversation. Because she says one thing, then says the complete opposite after. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And Alex handled that conversation really well. I think it shows Summer's immaturity to say, I told everybody. Yes. Mm-hmm. And since she said, well, I told Jordan, and then Jordan told everyone else. No, you shouldn't have said anything. It wasn't their business.
Why is she taking pictures, candid pictures of him, and not even showing him? He had no idea those pictures existed. That's crazy.
Yeah, that would be weird.
What happened
to me
when I fell asleep? What other pictures you got of me?
I think Summer's that. She's that tight. Remember the Bengals? Remember the Bengals in the 80s? I watch you when you are sleeping.
Yeah, I don't remember that song. I'm sorry.
You don't remember that? That was a skating ring song. Oh, you couldn't skate.
I didn't go to skating ring.
I got it. Got it. Sorry. Yeah. That was something we did. That's an American thing. They maybe didn't have skates and St. Kitts. Sorry.
Really?
didn't mean to bring up your tragedy that there was no skating rings in St. Kitts. Sorry about that.
No skating rings, but don't act like they weren't skates. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you? Raven says Summer's very I can't believe you. You're such an ass.
Did y'all have the wheel in St. Kitts? Did you have that?
So it's this round thing. Do you know what round is? Ray B says Summer's very immature. Nikki B says Summer fell hard and looks crazy. Jay Sayso says Summer was sprung. Kitty says Eternal Flame. is that the name of the song? Yep.
Yes.
And Nubian Mahogany says Summer might be a little Glenn Close-like. And Mrs. Smith is turning it around because everybody's putting it on Summer. But she's saying, well, he needs to improve his vetting process. Well, look, let's be honest. We knew they had chemistry at the end of last season. And we're like, okay, something's probably going to happen. And it did. We're not surprised that it happened. But the way Summer came off last season didn't give the extra crazy vibe that she's giving now.
No, I'm quite surprised. But also you got to say is, if someone's in their F-boy phase, as apparently Alex said, what screening process do you use for that? It's your F-boy phase. There's no screening.
Let me explain that to you. How do I get rid of her? Well, I'm going to be an F-boy. And you tell... Who says that? Only person that says that is some... To a woman, go, well, I'm just in my F-boy phase and I'm not going to get out of it for a while. You're trying to get rid of her. He was like, how do I get rid of her? How do I stop this woman from... I got it. What does she not like? And what does she try to do? She tries to justify and go, oh, well, that's why I was with you, because I knew that's what you wanted. Stop it.
That is the one quick word. Hey, I think we should be together. Look, I'm a hoe. I come from a line of hoes. I'm still
my granddaddy was a hoe.
My granddaddy was a hoe. My daddy was a hoe. My brothers are hoes. I'm a hoe. So I don't think we can work out. And then she's like, great, I just want to hope around too. I just want you to really love me when you're inside me.
Crazy. Yo, you know, here's the thing. And this is what we all thought. Chino, you're absolutely right. We all thought. She said, I'm shocked because I thought she was more mature. At least what was presented last season. Indeed.
Yes. Indeed. Yes, because I thought she was the classy one of last season. And this season starts out with, I'm like, who is this Summer? Because this is not the person that we got introduced to. I mean, she came in classy and all that stuff. Now I'm just looking at her, just feeling bad for her. And Alex is like, you have no shot to hook up with me while we're on this trip. It's not going to happen.
That was her representative that we saw last season. Like Jay Seso said, Alex touched it, then found out he didn't like it as much as he thought. We've all been there.
Maybe. Well, and he spent a lot of money. It's someone's flying to New York, someone's flying to LA. That's a lot of travel time to just go find out.
Hey, shout out to Lula Rose. Thank you very much for the super sticker, the super chat, and the donation. We do appreciate it. I will say, Mrs. Smith is not on our side because she says Alex was on his clay-ish. No, he wasn't. Look, we hanging out, we having fun. But you know, here's the thing. Everybody knew Alex is very quiet, very private. This is what it is, right? But she's taking these candid pictures and telling everybody what's happening. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets salty when he doesn't invite her to his performance, and now she outs it on national TV for everybody else. The minute he walked in, she told us all, without saying it, he's weirdo. He's trash. Come on.
Because she's scorned. She's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just easily say that, hey, I thought we had a connection when we were sleeping together. And I get it. We didn't have a relationship. There was anything there. I get it. But I thought we had a little bit more where I was hurt that you didn't invite me to your thing. So I took it personal. Mm-hmm. Just have adult conversation with it. You can't say we're grown adults and all adults sleeping together. And then all of a sudden go into this drama that you're doing now. So that's on some.
Yeah. Yeah. High Vibe says, I'm sure Alex had some other women to sample in L.A. Yeah, but I'm sure Summer had some other people. Well, he was in New York. I'm sure because she was in L.A. I'm sure that Summer had some people to sample in L.A. too, and some other places. Because, hell, she's back in New York sleeping with somebody else in New York. That's how she met Noelle. So it's not like she's doing the same thing. Like she said, she's just out here having fun. We're all adults.
Okay, this is the thing that I don't get about all this is it's great to be all adults. Great to have fun. But when you put all your fun on national TV that people can watch forever in perpetuity, I can always see this. Mm-hmm. I just think it's not a good look. Guys or girls. I just think it's not a good look that people do that. I mean, if you got to do your thing on the down low, which is what Alex seemed like he was trying to do because he didn't come across the way he's come across season one or episode one of this season. He didn't come across that way last season. He had what's her name that was interested in him, Shanice. And then he realized, wait a minute, girl, you cray. I can't do that. But why would you put everybody's business out in the street?
Why he left Summer alone. Because remember, he didn't like the crazy.
Right.
It wasn't even towards him. He's just like, hey, I already heard you're crazy. I don't need that in my life. And yeah. then Summer showed him a little bit of that by taking these candid pictures and sending them out. And he was like, well, she here, so I'm going to hit it tonight. But and then he left her alone, right?
So yeah, Nikki B says, women aren't built to smash and not catch feelings. We aren't animals. Disagree, Nikki. Because in college,
disagree.
The person that taught me the game was mm-hmm. women mm-hmm. and told me how to, and she was smooth with it. She had two boyfriends, and when whoever was coming over, she would swap pictures in the house, flip them. I mean, she had game. I was like, yeah. wow, I would not have even thought of that. So that's who taught me in college, was her.
Women got way more game than fellas.
Right.
Let's be real. And any woman that wants to do what she wants to do can do it a lot better and a lot easier than a guy. Nikki B does also say someone got Alex more DMs by going crazy over the D. Nubia Mahogany says Alex hit the spot. And some people are saying that he probably had another date. Like Keedy says he had another date, Summer. Nikki B saying Alex probably had a date at his event. And Dollface says if Alex had invited her, she would have thought she was special. She was not. No, she proved to be a little cray-cray. And he was like, I don't need that in this mixture right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to
True.
It.
True. True. Well, hopefully she'll grow from this. Let this be a teaching moment and she can learn from it.
Yeah, why is Lucy B saying that picture doesn't look like Summer?
You know, because I was saying the same thing the whole time. I'm like, all the time you get it up, and I'm like, is that really Summer? But
it is. So it's more makeup. They made her darker in this picture, right? And it is makeup on her. But and I know why y'all are saying that. Stop it. But because you're not there's something you're not seeing a whole lot of in this picture. But it is her.
Hold on. Hey, Sean, who hurt you? Tell us the story. Who hurt you? He said, women can do it much better. Dudes can't shoot their load and then go shoot a full load 20 minutes later. I think there's a story around that, Sean. Who hurt you? Tell us.
Sean, that's because you're no longer 21. In the 20s, that's... just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You start getting in your 40s, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to bed.
You don't even got to say that.
I'm done for the day.
I think I was saying, Sean got caught in a bad situation. Oh, my God. But look, here's the thing about this, right? Finally, Summer apologizes for putting unrealistic expectations on what they had, which is what we've been thinking the entire time.
Right.
So we were right.
Right. She realized it, and kudos for her for owning up to it to say, hey, you know what? I put that on you. Mm-hmm. That's not you. That was me. And she owned it, and she apologized. But I'm going to call it. She's going to keep shooting a shot.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. She's going to keep shooting a shot.
Here's the thing. I expect a showdown between her and Noelle, because if Noelle gets Alex, Summer's going to have a problem. Summer's going to try her damnedest to make Alex jealous. And somebody did say it earlier. Let's see if I can find it real quick. About somebody is going to try Amir this season, right? And thinking, yeah, Sean said it. Said somebody's going to try Amir. Watch. And it could be Summer to try and get back at Alex.
Maybe Jordan will try to see if she can talk Amir into it.
Why?
We shall see.
She doesn't want it.
Because she likes drama. Because she likes drama.
They all do.
So Sean said, I'm in my 50s now. You only get one good load from me. Well, Sean, I'm almost 50. So I'm curious, is it like me trying to get that last little bit of toothpaste out the tube? Like, you got a whole lot of work.
This is that alpha talk. Jesus.
Sit over a whole here. Lot of work just to get that. Matter just fact, to barely
I,
get someone.
I don't even want to hear it.
Hey, you're 50 now. Y'all teach me. Let me know what I got to be prepared for.
When we don't have these kind of conversations.
Is it like a go-gurt? Are you trying to get that last? Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the vodka. Sorry about that.
Apparently. Jay Blake says someone was lying about being okay, then talking. Yeah, all cap. It's definitely all cap. And we know that. We know that's not what it is. It's going to be an interesting season, though. As we saw from the tease for next week, I think it's going to be an interesting season. There's some more drama to come. The way this one started, if it goes downhill from here, it's bad.
And I say we need to plan a trip to Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do summer 2024, summer 2025,
it definitely not gonna be summer 2024. I got plans summer 2024, so I can't do that. I got family plans summer 2024.
I'm not invited to those plans. What happened to us? Did we have a falling out? Are we not cool? And you're not inviting me to your plans? This is my Jasmine.
So Shimarell says, "Hey y'all, I don't watch the show. Maybe I should. Wanted to show some love and support. We appreciate your love and support. And yes, you actually, especially this season, you should watch last season. Binge watch last season. If you needed something to binge watch last season. Pick up this season. It started off good. And you know what? Look, it's not your typical love and hip hop. What's the one? Housewives of Atlanta, but in Martha's Vineyard.
I don't watch that. I don't watch that.
I know you don't. couple of things before we get out of here. Let's see. A couple people had put some in here. Let's see. Oh, Mrs. Smith was following you up on your jokes talking about Yanni was bobsledding. Just kidding.
Cool running.
I know, Long Island. Just jokes.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
All I can say is this. Their accents weren't as bad. They weren't as good as Lawrence Fishburne in Higher Learning. Lawrence Fishburne had such a good accent, I thought he was West Indian, right? But it wasn't as bad as Taye Diggs in How Stella Got a Groove Back. That was the worst West Indian accent I've ever heard, Taye Diggs. And if my father did it, I don't know what he would do. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell did you study? Jesus. I'll never forgive Taye Diggs for that. That was garbage. Okay. All right. Anyway. Jay Sayso said Summer blew up Alex so he can't get with anyone else there. That's actually not a bad strategy.
It's not a bad strategy, but all that does is help him. Doesn't hurt him.
Yeah. True, because Noelle will jump in there. She could. China says, love you guys. Never been able to catch a live. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mrs. Smith earlier had said, I don't like the way they're icing Jazz out. She's trying to navigate the whole wife thing. She still loves her friends. Yeah, but did you watch season one? Because season one, she was a bit much. She was a bit over the top on that whole trying to hook everybody up. Yeah.
She was, but again, I think married people want to get their single friends to be married so they can all still party and do the same things together.
Have I ever done that to you?
Others. No,
have I ever done that to you?
Exactly. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I'm sorry.
And when we went on the boat, did I ever bring up my...
No, I jumped off in snorkeling before you started talking about your dad and the funeral. I was like, oh, what's that, Yanni? I just jumped into the water and started snorkeling. So I never even heard what you said about your dad, so I'm sorry. Your timing needs help too, just like Preston, right?
We gotta wait to get 10,000 subscribers before we get to that. All right. Hey, Big Papa says, y'all should go parasailing. They got two-seaters. We're good friends. We're not that kind of friends.
No. Oh, so now I got downgraded. We're just good friends. I thought we were best friends, but I guess I got downgraded tonight. Now I know how Jasmine feels. Now I know how Jasmine feels.
That's what happens when you say that they didn't have wheels in St. Kitts. I'm going to treat you like Deion Sanders treats his kids. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.